This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As we noted a moment ago, the wedding of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles takes place Saturday, delayed a day for the funeral of the Pope. The date shift in the wedding day has created a mini boom for all those commemorative tea towels, spoons, aprons, and coins bearing the original Friday date. Instant collectibles, maybe. Earlier, I called an expert, Peter Smith, of Royal and Regal Memorabilia in Norfolk, England, to ask if these are the right items for your scarce eBay dollars. Peter Smith, just in terms of the memorabilia, what does it mean to have the wrong date on a teacup or a towel or something like that? Does that make it more valuable or less valuable?
It's very hard to give an answer to that one. There is a precedent in that this has happened previously with the wedding of Edward VII. The coronation of Edward VII. In that he was taken ill with appendicitis. As a result, the ceremony took place 2 months later. 99.9% of the commemoratives produced have got the wrong date on. So the few that were made with the correct date have got a far higher value than the items that have got the wrong date on.
Well, in 10 years, just in terms of the memorabilia, what's going to be more valuable, a teacup with the right date or the wrong date?
I think the ones with the wrong date. That's my feeling anyway.
What item do you think, Peter Smith, what would be the perfect item to recall the marriage of Charles and Camilla?
Well, if as a collector you're looking for something to really enhance your collection, then it would definitely be one of the better quality pieces.
And when you say a quality piece, you mean a very well-made teacup as opposed to some cheap kind of knockoff?
Exactly. I mean, you know, there are some very, very high-quality pieces of china made, and there obviously are some very small limited editions made of quite exquisite china, and anyone that's got that knows that it will go up in value in years to come.
Especially if it might have the wrong date.
I think so, yes.
Peter Smith, director at Royal and Regal Memorabilia in Norfolk, England, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much, Alex.